welcome to this impromptu podcast for Acts Upon Acts. I bring you greetings from the beautiful mountains of Pennsylvania. I am here relaxing, enjoying time with the Lord, away from the hustle and bustle of my daily life. I am actually sitting on the shores of a lake. It's a man-made lake, but thank God, it's still beautiful. And I understand that the resources that man has used to create this beautiful scenery was completely provided by God the Father. So I was thinking about all of you, and since it is Sunday, and actually no matter what day it is, I think it is very beneficial to be able to take time to meditate on the Lord and to just give honor and thanks to Him for everything that He has created, to include those things in nature. A while ago, I was privileged to sit in on a Sunday school lesson, which was taught by my mother, and we discussed the beauty of God's creation and the revelation of God in creation. So I wanted to take time to share with you and to kind of bring you into the fold and into the feel of the importance of honoring and considering God the Father as we take in the beauty of nature, the beauty of this earth, this world that He has created for us. So I'll bring your attention to Psalm 19, which is a psalm of praise. And there are three important facts to know about psalms of praise. First, psalms of praise have three primary elements: a call to praise, a cause of praise, which highlights God's attributes, and a conclusion. This particular psalm makes alive the revelation of God in creation, meaning through the heavens, the sky, clouds, the birds, the grass, and even the creepy crawly things. Through these things, we are given evidence of the magnificence of our powerful God, the only God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things. God's creativeness testifies and ministers 24 hours a day, every day, of the reality of who He is and His excellence. Creation, to include mankind, is also a constant witness of the awesomeness of God. Consider how nature speaks in a language all of mankind can understand. Even no matter what culture, all can marvel at the beauty of a brilliantly clear blue sky after experiencing a downpour of unforgiving rain that brings mudslides, destruction, and death. We can also appreciate the feel of a cool breeze after experiencing days of blistering, unforgiving heat, humid weather, or hearing birds singing loudly, announcing the advent of spring after a cold, harsh winter. Even when nature is harsh, by our own definition, it continues to testify of God's magnificence in His existence. All of this is outlined in its entirety, Psalm 19. However, I am focusing specifically on Psalm 19, verses 1 through 6. And that particular psalm reads as follows: "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat." How awesome is that, the Word of God? Remember, although mankind rejects God and heavenly matters, God's creation continues without fail to minister and even to preach to his magnificence and glory. Those who reject our God have no excuse, because everything around them speaks of God's existence. Even a blind individual continues to be ministered to by the sounds of nature and even the fragrance that emits from a nearby floral bouquet. Just remember in Romans 1 and 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So I encourage you, when you're feeling low, when you're feeling down, just take a walk. Step outside if you can. Consider God's handiwork. Look at nature. He has given it all to us so we can marvel at it, and so that we can just feel closer to him no matter what our circumstance is. So I pray that this has been helpful to you. I pray that you were blessed as I was when we talked about this in our Sunday school lesson. And I encourage you, seek God in everything. And I pray that he will grant you the blessings that you are deserving of. I pray that you will, as I said, seek him at every step, move in his will, because he does have a plan for your life. And in the meantime, as you go through, consider the beauty of nature and the magnificence of God. So thanks again for listening, and let us close in prayer. We should never do things without thanking God for our time. So Father God, thank you for this time to share with those who have come this way. Lord, we pray that you will be a blessing unto them. Lord, hopefully something in this very brief discussion was helpful to those who tune in. God, I thank you for your magnificence. I thank you for nature. I thank you that we see you in everything. So Lord, continue to be with your people, and we honor, we praise, and we bless your holy name. Thank you for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, and thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, who comforts us, who guides us, who lets us hear your voice. So Lord, I thank you, we honor you, we praise you, and we bless your name. So Acts Upon Acts family, until next time, God bless, and seek God in all things. Amen. Mm-hmm.